For WUKY News, I'm Dan Collins, and this is The Business Side. With the national unemployment rate in double digits and the worst quarterly contraction in GDP in U.S. history, the American people are facing an unprecedented economic crisis. But a recent study conducted by the popular website WalletHub suggests that some U.S. cities are bouncing back quicker than others. Good news for Kentuckians, Lexington and Louisville claim the top two spots on that list. Joining me today on The Business Side to talk about the article is an analyst with WalletHub, Jill Gonzalez. Jill, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Give me a summary of the article that you guys posted.
Well, we all know that unemployment has been a very real issue during the pandemic, and because of the pandemic, at the height of it, it was at around 14.7% nationally. Now the current unemployment rate is at 11.1%. which is certainly very high, but lower than what it was. And in some cities, that number is even lower, which is great. That means they're bouncing back quickly. In some cities, unfortunately, it's even higher, and they do have a longer road ahead of them.
I see. And before we really get into some of those numbers, can you share with me a little bit about the methodology of how you gathered all this data?
So this is just data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and we compared the current unemployment rate to what it was a year ago, to what it was in January, and to the adjustment that the Bureau of Labor Statistics has to give when they're looking at people from absent from work or unemployed, so kind of temporary layoff.
Sure. And what kind of conclusions did you guys come to?
Well, we looked at 180 cities here based on those three key metrics. And some cities are recovering well. Lexington is one of them. In fact, it is recovering the best, the quickest out of all 180 cities that we looked at. And Louisville is actually number two. So Kentucky in general, showing good numbers here. We said the national average right now is 11.1%. In Lexington, it is only 4.3%, which is very similar to what it was before the pandemic.
Any idea why those numbers are so low?
Well, it has to do, you know, mainly with industry. When we're talking about unemployment, when we're talking about people that can get back to work. So places like Orlando and New York and Las Vegas, you know, places that are very heavily reliant on tourism and travel and accommodations and dining, you know, those are going to be harder hit, and they're going to probably be hit for longer. So Lexington and Louisville are not in that boat, rely a little bit more on agriculture, on manufacturing, on things that could resume sooner than a lot of other industries. So that is certainly helpful here.
Did you notice anything about some of the cities that fared better or worse in relation to their response to the pandemic?
Not necessarily. I would not say that the unemployment rate is correlated to restrictions or correlated to, you know, opening rates. That's not what we're seeing here. You know, in the top, you have places like Kentucky, North Dakota, Idaho, Wyoming, Washington, D.C. You know, it really has a lot to do with industry and what's been able to keep going, not necessarily things that are opening or, you know, even mask wearing, you know, things like that. Not a big correlation. So you have a lot of agricultural cities up there. You know, you have Washington, D.C., which has a lot of government-based jobs, which didn't really have layoffs. So it really does have to do with industry, I would say, more so than anything else.
What are some of the industries that you think are going to continue to be under strain as this pandemic wears on?
I think that, you know, travel and tourism are going to probably be the last industries to recover. Accommodations, dining, you know, anything having to do with the service industry, even though we are seeing those things reopen, we're seeing them reopen at very limited capacity in certain cities. So we still have people that are unemployed. And that's, you know, what we're looking at here is not only initial insurance, unemployment insurance claims, but the rate itself.
That's all the time we have today on The Business Side. My guest has been Jill Gonzalez. She's an analyst with WalletHub, and you can hear our conversation online at WUKY.org. Jill, thanks for speaking with me today.
Anytime.